So how about it? Getting ready to do your taxes as you listen to America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging with all of you. Hopefully I can provide some entertainment or at least some noise in the background while you pull your hair out going through the step-by-step procedure of itemizing maybe your business trips and everything that you could possibly write off. Hey, I'm not criticizing you, actually, because I just did mine over the weekend, so I know exactly what it means to come down to the wire to do the taxes. I really didn't have the time to do it, and I knew I was going to have to owe anyway, so I decided I would wait. Plus, to be honest, I didn't get all the forms back I needed till just a couple of weeks ago. So I have a legitimate reason. I didn't have the stuff I needed, okay? Governments, I didn't have the stuff. You know what? I am so for a flat tax. Oh, give me a flat tax. I don't think we're ever going to see it because the IRS is too much of a churn and burn government organization. It goes back to the whole, well, you know, we want our money and Uncle Sam and here's how we get it and the tax collectors. This is what we do and this is how many people we employ, and I could go on and on and on about that. It's clear, though, that the majority of people that at least were polled recently in one of these polls that, you know, I'm a poll queen, that most of us don't, for example, we don't want to see these reforms that would eliminate tax deductions or lower tax rates or reduce the federal budget deficit. We could throw that in there, too. But tax deductions, there's something about that. Like for the people who buy the house and they get a tax deduction, you know, the interest you get to write off, whatever it amounts to, it doesn't matter. It's just a deduction that you can take. Or the child credit, how much you get for the child care credit, that's a big deal. And there are, of course, a slew of other things that might be closed next time around or maybe the next 2 years around. So the middle class, I think, and of course others, but the middle class that uses those deductions and needs those deductions won't have them. Eventually, at some point, a lot of that will stop. A lot of it will close. Probably the one for the house writing off the interest on your mortgage, that probably would be a big bet that we wouldn't get the mortgage interest deduction. And I think that people really like that. In fact, the poll that I was referring to is a USA Today Gallup poll. And when people were asked about eliminating that very thing, 68% said they opposed it. I'm in that group. Are you kidding? You kill yourself to get your little slice of the American dream, and then they're going to take away a deduction that you should have. We're going to all go back to renting. How's that? That's what's going to happen. We're going to go back to renting because we can't afford it. They're messing with the taxes on all ends of this thing, right? And it's not our fault. It's not my fault. It's not your fault, I'm sure, many of you, that the housing market tanked the way it did. It's greed that tanked the housing market and people being completely irresponsible. Anyway, not to get on the soapbox right from the word go, although Donald Trump did that as he took a little chunk out of Mitt Romney, I guess realizing he may be one of his opponents when Donald Trump decides to run. So he was at a rally in South Florida. In fact, the Tea Party's annual Tax Day rally. And he said that he's much better at this than Mitt Romney could ever be, basically. I mean, maybe I'm using different words. He described Romney as kind of a small fry. In fact, here's the Donald.
I have a much, much bigger net worth. I mean, my net worth is many, many, many times Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney is a basically small business guy, if you really think about it.
In a way, I kind of like it that Trump said that. Here's the scoop. Do you want to know his resume? I might have already said this. He headed Bain Capital, and Bain Capital is famous for launching the Staples supply chain. You've seen it. You've gone there, gotten paper there, paper clips or whatever. You've done some kind of business, I'm sure, where you've walked into a Staples at some point in your life, right? Domino's Pizza. Have you ever ordered a Domino's Pizza? I think we lived on that at Ohio University. So he was known for that buy, too. And he invested about $40 million bucks of his own money in the 2008 race for president on the Republican side of things. So Donald Trump going after Mitt Romney. What if those two are paired together? What do you think? Business on business. Would they have a chance of knocking off Obama? That boy, that I don't see the two of them playing well together, though. Not really. For Trump, I can't even, I was thinking this over the weekend, who would he pick as his running mate? You know, who, if he had a shot, if he really had a shot, and then this wasn't just some farcical, who would it be? Who would he pick? I don't know. I don't think it would be any of the women. I don't see that. I'm not sure. I think it might be somebody surprising that would jump in there. Over the weekend, I was stunned to learn, you know, this air traffic controller thing. They're talking about a new fatigue by the FAA and the National Air Traffic Controllers Association. They did a study which hasn't been released. They found that one of the most tiring schedules worked by controllers is a week of midnight shifts, followed by a week of early morning shifts, then a week of swing shifts that start in the afternoon and wind up at night. That's a scheduling nightmare. Why would they do that? Why would they have that? Hello, consistency. Why would they juggle people that way? It makes no sense. Of course they're exhausted. They don't have a regular schedule. So the Secretary of Transportation Ray LaHood threw in his two cents about being furious about the sleeping controllers. Take a listen.
We want to make sure they're well rested. We want to make sure that in the workplace there's the ability for them to do their job. We're not going to be paying controllers to be napping. We're not going to do that.
I'm outraged about this, and I want the flying public to know that we're doing everything we can 24/7 to correct this problem. We cannot allow controllers to fall asleep in control towers. We're not going to stand by and let that happen. And we've taken steps as of this morning to begin changing schedules for controllers, to change schedules for managers.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Once again, your government at work, we didn't realize that juggling, I wouldn't put people on schedules like that. I'm sure all of you realize that that would be a stupid thing to do. If you work in the third shift, why would you put someone the next week on a different shift in the week after? Please, it's not filling in. That's what they do. So this is also typical. The FAA, of course, they don't allow people to sleep on the job. However, it's pretty well known, according to some of the things that I've read, that unsanctioned napping at night is an open secret within the FAA, within the agency. They know about it, in other words, and they just turn a blind eye. Now they act outraged when all of a sudden they're outed because there's almost a bunch of accidents. Whoops, I can't believe that happened at Reagan National Airport. So it's typical. Now we're in a panic. Now we can't allow sleeping. Ooh, geez, we better juggle our schedules. Can you imagine? It's tough. You do a third shift, and then the next day you're doing a morning shift, or next week you're doing the morning shift. It makes no sense. It makes no sense. Does it make sense to anybody else out there? All right, we're kicking the can down the road. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, die.
So coming up at the tail end of this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, we are going to take a look at funeral plots. Why? Because, you know, death and taxes. So some of you probably feel like you're dying a slow death as you do your taxes. We're going to tell you how much it's going to cost to bury you. What a fun subject, huh? The reason, part of the reason we're doing that is because I was so shocked at what I found out about the business of burying people and how much it runs you and what a big business it is. You know, there's a reason why when I grew up in Cherry Hill, the people who had the most money on the block were the funeral directors. There was two of them. Well, down the other end of the block. They weren't on my end of the block, but close enough. If you get my drift. All right, Jeff in Oregon has been hanging for a very long time. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Kate, how are you? I talked to my buddy, the mayor, today in Michigan. He said to say hi to you. We were talking about your show.
Oh, that's nice. The mayor of Michigan? The mayor of one of the cities of Michigan, huh?
Dearborn to hometown Henry Ford. He's my best friend.
Oh. Boy, you know so many people. For people that listen to America Tonight that have heard Jeff call before, you really get around a lot of people. You meet a lot of people through, I'm sure, Special Olympics.
Yep, and Miss Shelley was asking if she had you on Facebook.
If she can, if I would
add
take
you
her
on Facebook.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep. Princess
Just
Love.
Go through and she can also go through, too, and go to AmericaTonight.net and click on Facebook, and that's how we add people.
Yeah,
but
I see you online 24/7, it seems like. You're most popular around the internet. I even told Shelley you're popular like Gary Baumgarten. You should write for the paper like Gary used to.
Write for the what Gary paper used, did he write?
Detroit News.
Oh, I didn't know that. How about that? Wow. I do a column in Dallas. It's a sports column, however, so the sports page is Dallas.
What do you think of the speaking about Dallas? What do you think of the basketball last night?
Wow, I was surprised. I have to be honest. I thought Portland was much stronger. And for people listening to America Tonight, we did our little preview with the Buddha Man last week heading into the playoffs, and he didn't like Dallas's chances very much against Portland. And I kind of agreed the way they matched up, but they pulled it out. They did it. You know, Dirk Nowitzki was terrible for three quarters, and then he dished in enough points in the final quarter. They won.
I'm working that game on Thursday night, Kate, when they're at Portland.
Oh, very nice. Are you? You must be a Trailblazer fan then.
Actually, I am friends with Marcus Aldridge, their center. Very, very good friends of mine.
Well, I say Portland has a good chance. I think that should be that series could go seven games. Who knows?
Yeah, well, it's good always talking to you, Kate, and I hope you have a good evening week ahead because I got to go to. Yeah, it's good talking to you, and I'll tell Shelly you can add her on Facebook.
I will do it. Thanks. Take care. Have fun at the game. Let's move from Jeff in Oregon to Sam across the border in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How are you doing, gorgeous?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, some people are saying that it could be a Harper majority government.
Really? A Harper majority government?
Some people are saying, some pundits are saying that.
What do you think?
Whoever I vote for, they're both, lesser of two evils, they're both idiots. I mean, like, Ignatia, he's the head of the Liberal Party. You know, he was teaching at Harvard, all of a sudden he decides to get involved in Canadian politics. Harper, you know, hides the cost of, you know, jets we were going to buy and a whole bunch of other things. So I don't know who to vote for. And like I said, the person running for the Conservative Party in my riding, his daughter is living next door, so his son-in-law and I got into a nice little brouhaha this morning about why I should vote for his father-in-law. So I'm just saying, I'm going to vote who I'm going to vote for. And if you keep on pushing, I won't vote for your father-in-law. Bluntly told him that. Since you brought up sports,
mm-hmm.
any rumor on who's going to be the new Stars coach, since I heard that Mark Crawford had got...
You know what, Crawford, this is interesting. Crawford, for 2 years, they haven't gone to the playoffs, so he was gone. And that Joe Nieuwendyk, who's the general manager of the Stars, was going to fire him. That was inevitable.
Right.
I heard they may dip back, although I don't know that Nui would do this, but dip back to Ken Hitchcock, who they want to hit the Stanley Cup under. Maybe Hitchcock is his guy. I don't know that I completely am sold on that, but
okay.
I like Hitch, but I don't, I mean, that's, you know, when you try to go back and repeat history, that was a long time ago. That was 1999, so
right.
I'm not sure.
Oh, I guess you must be really friendly with him if you can get away with calling him Hitch.
You know what's interesting about him? He's what? Here for people around the country who are saying, I don't care about the hockey and the Stars. What's interesting, folks, check this out. So the guy's a hockey coach, but he is a Civil War fanatic, and he's a battlefield fanatic. Like, he recreates battles. That's what he does in his off time. Like, most people, I don't know, they go out and do something else, you know, to burn off steam, whatever it is. They run, they go to movies, they read books. He is a freak for recreating battlefields.
I wonder if he uses that, you know, his interest in the Civil War to coaching hockey teams.
Well, yeah, to use military analogies, I wonder, too. I don't know that. That's a good question.
Yeah, for sure. And we're happy that Canadians are up 2-0. I mean, after what happened last year with Montreal beating Washington, I didn't even dare predict, you know, who was going to win this series after what happened last year, like I said. And, of course, my relatives in Toronto are going like, so what if your Canadians are in it? I said, yeah, what about your hockey team? Or as we like to call them, the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Oh, trash-talking Canadians. I love it, Sam.
Oh, you know. Okay, I predict your guys will make it to the Stanley Cup Finals.
You do? So you get by the Sabres, and that's it.
Yeah, get by the Sabres, and okay. And then out of the West, I'm hoping it's Vancouver, but maybe it could be Detroit. So,
I don't know.
Yeah.
You're saying, okay, Vancouver.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would say Vancouver. Did you watch the last game? Did you watch the last Vancouver
game. The coffee game.
Yeah, 3-2.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll see. Not to mention, let's see, Minnesota's looking for a coach. Ottawa's looking for a coach. Well, you heard that the Ottawa coach, Corey Kluskin, when was he fired? Like 2 hours after the last game.
There's a lot of coaches that were fired. I think 5 or 6.
Yeah, so, luckily Jacques Martin with Montreal still has his job, so,
luckily, you Montreal fan. All right, yeah. Slammin' Sammy, have fun watching the playoffs. Thanks for the call.
You bet. Happy Passover to all your Jewish
listeners. Yes. I agree with you there, and I would repeat the same thing that Sam says. Thanks, Sam, for bringing that up. I'm sure some of you that are like, oh, hockey, I don't even follow hockey. Why are you talking about hockey? There are a lot of people in the United States that especially in the Midwest and in the Northeast, but not just there. I think there are a lot of people that you'd be surprised at how many people pay attention to hockey. I don't know what it is. Something about the skating and the sticks, skating with spears and how hard they hit the pucks and all that kind of stuff. All right, coming up here on America Tonight, we got another one of these weekend counts. And, boy, there are, you know, I say this all the time. It's so true. Follow the numbers, watch the numbers, and so it goes. And I saw an interesting thing, speaking of numbers, that this won't be in weekend count. But a lot of people are keeping counts of how many rounds of golf the president plays and how many rounds of golf he has played since he took office. I'm going to ask you this seriously, and I understand not you don't agree with Obama, you think he's lame, you voted for him, you didn't vote for him, whatever. But do you care how many times he's played golf? He has played golf, I guess, 64 times. 64 times since he's been in office. Do you think that's too high or low, or who cares, or I don't know. What do you think? Do you think it affects the way he runs the nation? How many times? It kind of reminds me in a different way of Bush and how every time he went to the ranch, he's at Crawford again. He's taking another vacation. He's out there. He's out there, and he should be back in Washington. I don't think necessarily the rounds of golf matter. I think that the ineptitude that comes out of the White House is what matters. The fact of trying to please everybody and not having the mentality of the buck stops here and doing something out of that office. We're going to do something next. We can count on the flip side.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BIGBERKEY waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Right off the bat here on We Can Count, you know the U.S. Postal Service printed 3 billion stamps last year. One of the stamps they thought was the image, actually, of the Statue of Liberty. Oh, the Statue of Liberty. That's our symbol, baby, of freedom. Give us your tired, your poor, you know the deal. Your huddled masses. But lo and behold, a stamp collector looked pretty closely at Lady Liberty and found out that the image on the 44-cent stamp was not the Statue of Liberty in New York's harbor, but instead it was the Statue of Liberty at the New York Hotel and Casino. Wow. What a blunder. How does the U.S. Postal Service not have an image of the Statue of Liberty? Or some idiot who puts the stamp together. Sorry, I had a name call there. How come they go to the New York Hotel and Casino and take that image? Here's the scoop. The Postal Service said they would have picked that image anyway and said that the news of the mistakes has just added enthusiasm to people who like stamp collecting. Are you kidding me? Who came up with that spin? Somebody who used to be in politics, I bet. The people in Vegas must love it. They must think that's hilarious. The stamp went on sale back in December. I don't think I bought any of those stamps. They call them forever stamps. If you're watching us right now at americatonight.net, because of course we have the webcam image. I'm holding up the stamps, the forever stamps they're called, and it's the Liberty Bell. That's the That's the ones that I always get, you know, the whole Philly thing. But just because it's the Forever Ship. So anyway, so the Lady Liberty deal goes on sale in December. They say the Postal Service got the image from a photo service, which identified it as being the Statue of Liberty. So they identified the stamp as being the original Statue of Liberty in their materials. That's the thing. That's why it misled stamp people. But now they say they've rectified the error. Here's what I like the best. That a stamp collector is the person who figures it out. Oops. That's not, it's a Vegas knockoff. It's not the real Lady Liberty. Duh. never ceases to amaze me. Never. Okay, let's go to something a little bit more serious, but does fall into the we can count numbers category. Sadly, Fukushima, Japan's nuclear power plant, the ridiculous owner, Tokyo Electric Power Company chairman, Katsumatsu, had a news conference and said, by the way, it's looking like it's going to take for this radioactive leaks and whatnot, it's probably going to take us about 6 to 9 more months to get this under control. If my math is correct, we're probably looking at 2012 to end this crisis. And they're saying they've already allowed people from the evacuated spots to return home, some of them anyway, and offered the money, the ones that were out and didn't have their clothes and their food and all that sort of stuff. Gee, thank you. How much radiation have you pumped into my body that I will someday find that I come up with cancer or something else? The level of radioactivity, the iodine, the 131, spiked to 6,500 times the legal limit. That's according to the samples that were taken on Friday heading into the week, and that's up from 1,100 times the limit in samples they took even the day before. So this is not a good situation. The people, you know, I don't know how to sugarcoat this. So the people that are going into the plant, the almost kamikaze-like pilots who are volunteering to do what they're doing, you have to give it to them, but they're killing themselves because they're that's it. I mean, they're frying themselves. This is crazy. Fukushima originally trying to downplay how serious it was. Now it's much more serious than I think anybody really thought in watching what was going on, and just begs to answer the question once again, how could you be so stupid, Japan, as to allow this plant to be built there, especially when you know the earthquake situations, because you've had them. So you have a 46-foot wave will split the difference that swamps Fukushima, knocks out the emergency generators that would have helped the cooling systems. That would have been the problem. Then you have these explosions, fires, all kinds of malfunctions, and you can't repair it. There's been all these problems to try to repair the plant and also the radiation leaks. So now they're talking about that they've moved power sources for some of the reactors at the plant to higher ground to avoid another disaster failure in the event of a tsunami. Oh, that's nice. Sorry that they're just a little bit too late. A little bit too late on that one for all the people who knows ultimately what will happen to them in the future. Because we do our cheap movie review, one of the movies we talked about was an animated flick called Rio, about a bird going to Rio, let your imagination run wild. That was definitely not a turkey at the box office. $40 million. In the movie, Jesse Eisenberg and Leslie Mann, you might have seen her in a bunch of other flicks. You might recognize her name. And then a slew of other people like Anne Hathaway was in it. Just their voices. So it's 3D, and it's got, I guess, incredible backdrops and aerial shots and carnival floats and all that sort of stuff. But it's very popular. animated flicks are popular. Kids are going to movies. Parents are taking kids or other relatives, whatever, because they're getting the most. The Pixar things, all those movies are raking in the serious dough. I went to the movies over the weekend and I saw a movie that we previewed a couple of weeks ago called Hannah. And it's about a little girl who grows up genetically engineered to be a killer. I don't want to spoil the movie just in case there's some of you oddballs out there that actually want to go and see it. But I thought it was pretty good. Cate Blanchett's in it, and there are some other people that you would probably recognize, too. But I thought it was pretty good. But I have to add this caveat. If you want to see Hannah, you like thrillers and that kind of stuff, wait and get it on DVD. You don't have to pay the $9. Two people over the weekend, $19 to go and see that movie. So a strange story also from the world of entertainment because of the We Can Count stuff. I thought it was worth mentioning this. And I thought I misread the headline a couple of times when I read it, but it just shows you it's never too late to have a baby in these times. Zsa Zsa Gabor's husband wants his wife to become a mother again, he says, using an egg donor, artificial insemination, and a surrogate mother. He's saying, oh, this guy's a nut too. I forget his name. Prince Frederick. He says, and this is a quote, I've gone through the initial steps of donor matching and blood work, and next week the donation process will begin. Gabor does have a daughter, just one, Francesca Hilton, and her only reaction was, that's just weird. So the 67-year-old husband says he's working with a doctor from a reproductive center in Beverly Hills. How is this going to happen? She's had all these health problems. Didn't she have hip replacement surgery? She had a leg amputation. She hasn't been able to walk for, I don't know, 8 years. 8 years? And now they're talking about, at 94, having a child? Oh. So, what would be the reason? He must want money from this, is the only thing I can think of. There's gotta be something else attached to this. He can't, straight up, this is very strange. A new mother at 94 years old. We can guarantee she won't be around to see the child make it into a high school. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think so. All right, we're going to finish up We Can Count with one last one. Sadly, I used to watch this guy play. I'm a huge Phillies fan. My Phillies are off to a great start. They have 10 wins so far this season and, yeah, a handful of losses, but not very many. And Nails, Lenny Dykstra, was one of my favorite when I was a kid to watch him play. He was a Major League All-Star outfielder for many years. He made a fortune with financial advertising. He was charged with bankruptcy fraud for allegedly removing and selling personal property from his $18 million mansion, which was part of this whole bankruptcy thing, bankruptcy estate. Oh, I hate to think of Nails in a jumper, in an orange jumper. He was in jail, though, on Friday on an unrelated grand theft auto charge. So he is really going down the drain. From a member of the New York Mets World Series championship team to getting charged with fraud for all kinds of things, and then the bizarre grand theft auto deal. His assets are listed at $24.6 million. His overall debt, $37.1. Oh. All right, speaking of taxes and fraud and all that stuff, oh, I hope you did your taxes. If you didn't, don't forget, taxes are due. Taxes and death. We're talking about death next on ATN.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
I'm sure some of you wish you could avoid the tax part of the, you know, death and taxes thing. So I bring up the death deal because I read the obituaries when I read the Sunday paper. I always read the Sunday papers, you know, a bunch of them, a bunch of different ones. And I love, I don't know why, but I love what some people write in the obituaries. When they write, like, glowing, cool things about their relatives, I think, oh, that's nice. Somebody took the time to say that so-and-so was good to people and gave back and helped the Boy Scouts and was a troop leader for the Girl Scouts and did whatever. I think that's kind of cool. So they, as the person fades away from their physical body, there's this marker about them instead of just nothing. And, I mean, for the rest of the world to see, for the few people that still get newspapers. But I happened to notice this about burial plots, and I made a few calls. So check this out. for two burial plots in a desirable area, let's just say of Dallas, they're asking for $18,000 each. Are you kidding me? And it says valued at $18,000 each, but asking for $16,000 each. So they're selling the plots. They probably need the money. They bought the plots, and now because it's a desirable graveyard that has limited space, you can get $2,000 off each plot. Who is I must live in a different world. Who is paying $18,000 for each of those? I don't know. And then I thought, well, maybe that's just an odd thing. And I started to look further and found that this is a big deal now. People who need money are selling their spaces. Somebody else is selling a space for $1,700 in a not as desirable location. Somebody else is selling three plots in a Sunrise Slope area for $4,000 each. Check this out if you're entertained. A mausoleum for $4,325, and it's right near a viewing area, a beautiful viewing area. And I'm thinking, what is a beautiful viewing area? The person is dead. A viewing for the people that are coming to see them? I don't know. I don't get it. Then there's another one that says a plot with a garden near the Garden of Wisdom. And this is what I love. I mean, I don't know about this one. It says $3,000 plus transition fees. Well, okay, because they're handing over the plot to somebody else. They're going to have to pay for that. And then, mysteriously, next to that, probably from there's like that sticker shock thing, they have funeral homes advertising cremation rates. So at one funeral home, they're saying, we have the best rates around. I mean, that's the advertisement for it. And it says $595. Then there's another one that says direct cremation, $725. Then there's a really nice ad that says simply complete cremation, $1,295. And it has a big sign about it, big advertisement that says no hidden fees. And that includes the basic cremation services, the permit, the cremation container, the garden scattering at select cemeteries, and personalized service. What does personalized service mean? It's big business, this dying thing. But the desirable areas? Man. And there is a ton of ads. A ton of ads. Especially for the, we're trying to get rid of our plots. So these people bought their plots and something happened, either divorce or they need the money. But I am just still rocked by that figure, $18,000. What, $18,000, what are they getting for $18,000? You know, I'm just saying, folks. All right, you know, death and taxes. Let's go to Lou in Missouri. Hello, Lou.
How are you? Gosh, I haven't talked to you in a while. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Oh, fine. I'm a regular listener. And anyway, you know, you were talking about taxes and things that can be tax deductible and things like that. I like to give to my public library. You know, I'll give CDs and I'll give books and things like that. And we have a good public library, and I would like to see more places do that.
You mean where you can write off what you donate to the
library? Sure, yeah. They give you a slip, you know.
Oh, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, and you can have a community. I mean, we get brand new books that have come off, and we all kind of do that. And, you know, it's nice. We save a lot of money.
No kidding.
So I wish more communities would do that. So
yeah.
That's all I had to say.
I'm glad you called.
Yeah, I always listen to your show. Take care.
All right, Lou, thanks. So Lou says you want a deduction. If more people would do this, wouldn't it be great? And the deduction is donate to the library. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate. Yeah, boy, that death music, that was spooking me out there for a second. I was like, Kate thinks I'm dying. I'm not dead yet, Kate. Maybe in a few years.
Yeah, but if you have $18,000 for a desirable plot.
Well, that's the thing. I think that's why most people are getting cremated now, and that's pathetic. I would think, you know.
Because they can't afford it.
Yeah, you know, yeah. It's just, you know, it's turning, unfortunately, death's turning into some kind of industry, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
People making a living off of it, they could care less whether families can afford it or not, you know, whether you're turned to ashes or not, you know. So, I don't know about, you know, maybe people are just going to start doing, you know, even the prices for cremation there sound a little interesting, you know. I'm thinking, you know, people might just start wrapping their relatives in a bag and taking a boat out to sea or something like that, dumping them
like
overboard, you know.
Tony Soprano them because they just can't deal with it. Oh, that's awful.
You know, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, but anyway. So, I love to call you on Sunday, but I was thinking today, and I was reading something. You know, the CIA does a report on every country, including the United States, and I was reading this thing, and it showed the electric use in the United States for 2009 was over 4 trillion kilowatts.
Wow.
Power, you know, and I'm just kind of wondering, every time you hear Obama or anybody else talking about energy and the price, man, and like developing greenhouse, everything, you never hear them give a lecture or a scolding on Americans to conserve. You know what I'm saying? Turn mm-hmm. that light off when it's not being used, you know, or when it's not necessary. Turn those computers off. Unplug your televisions at night, you know. And, oh, that's just too hard to do, Kate. It'll take 5 seconds. I mean, you know, I ain't got the time to do that. It'll save a little bit of electricity. You know, and once again, like I said last week, it's not the cost. Now, if they were charging 10 times as much for electricity and you were getting a $1,000 a month bill instead of your $100 a month bill, you better damn be right. People be turning stuff off. You know, just like they're trying to do with gasoline now that it's $64 a gallon. They're like cutting back, saying, hey, I can't drive as much, you know. I can't just go out there and go wherever I want. I got to go wherever I want with a purpose, right?
Absolutely.
And so, you know, I'm just like, you know, just, you know, and it's really not the cost of the energy. You know, electricity is not super expensive, but it's just the fact that it costs resources to generate that electricity, Kate. Some of it's not coming from renewable, the majority of it, you know.
Right.
And then, you know, when talking about passing it on to our generations of national debt, what about, hey, there's no resources in the future for our children because we waste it now? You know, we got to conserve, America. Let's conserve. You know what I'm saying?
Good way to end this, Don. He does have some good advice. There's some things I could tell you about electricity, too. If you unplug lights and you unplug coffee pots and microwaves, that kind of stuff, they say you could save $20 to $30 a month on your bill. And, you know, that adds up if you take the whole year because electricity is still flowing from those outlets, huh?